To judge from polls, Americans are deeply concerned about political corruption. They share a widespread belief that members of Congress are unethical, with lobbyists as the only group seen as more unethical. The implicit understanding of politics is that the special interests and the lobbyists buy politicians, sort of like you buy a candy bar or a bag of chips out of a very high dollar vending machine. The problem with this view is not only that it is wrong, but also that it misdirects us. In short, it asks us to analyse politics without the actual politics, without the competition between competing interests, without the shifting alliances and coalitions, without parties and ideology, without any sense of there being a policy process, and without the many unpredictabilities and uncertainties that make politics actually interesting. It asks us to analyse transactions between individual politicians and individual special interests as if they were separate and independent events. They are neither. That can be described as either corrupt or not corrupt. In so doing, we miss the bigger and more important story. The real story is not that lobbying or special interests are inherently bad. We have had them for as long as we've had politics. The problem is that one set of interests routinely overpowers the rest. In particular, corporate lobbying has metastasized over the last four decades, and this increasingly overcrowded and hyper-contested lobbying environment benefits the large corporations who have the most resources to participate in the day-to-day workings of Congress. The problem is compounded because Congress increasingly lacks its own capacity to keep up. Organised interests collectively report $3.2 billion a year in lobbying expenditures, and probably equally or greater amounts on non-reported lobbying-related activities. The most active organisations are now hiring upwards of 100 lobbyists to represent them. These statistics alone should tell us that special interests don't buy politicians with campaign contributions. If they did, there'd be no point in spending all that money to hire lobbyists.